Before we end this gorilla segment, we also wanted to let you know that in another part of Franklin Park, real gorillas, as in the animal, are creating art as well. We trekked over to the Franklin Park Zoo's Tropical Forest.
Into your foot. Good boy. Other foot. Nice job.
That's zookeeper Brandy Bachman encouraging the artistic sensibilities of male gorillas Okie and Joe, who might give famed naive painter Henri Rousseau a run for his money with their wilderness-inspired watercolors. Bachman says it wasn't hard to get the gorillas painting.
So I basically just took a piece of paper and I put paint on it, and I slid it in the bars with them. And originally, you know, they just ate the paint, which isn't a big deal. We use non-toxic paint.
Bachman then put a laser pointer on the paper, and the gorillas painted the target. Then the gorillas got a treat. Now that laser pointer is no longer necessary. But not all the gorillas are equally talented. Again, zookeeper Brandy Bachman.
Okie, that gentleman over there with the big brows, he's the best painter here. I mean, you know, he messes around with it. He gives it back to you. You can give it back to him. He's funny. When he's done, he's, like, covered in paint. He's got purple knuckles, you know, purple chest.
But Joe, on the other hand, well, he's more the sensitive artist type. Joe will dip one finger into the paint and then quickly try to wash it off. Maybe sculpture or performance art is more his thing. Some of the other gorillas like to eat their creations. But those that do survive are auctioned off to raise money for the Zoo Conservation Fund. You can see some of Okie's paintings on our website, wbur.org/Boston. When we come back, we'll take a look into the future of the internet and what it may mean for your social life and your brain. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.